There's a short episode that appears in the Parsha. And Am Yisrael is busy complaining to Moshe Rabbeinu and to Hashem. Lama ha'lusunu mimitzrayim lamos v'midbar. Why do you bring us to a place, a desert, to kill us? Kein lechem, a place without bread. Vein mayim, there's no water. Nafshinu kotab lechem makalokel. We're disgusted by this nothingness type of bread, this disgusting bread. Vayishalach Hashem v'am, Hashem sent out tesanachashim hasrafim, these poisonous snakes. Vaynashchu esam, they bit them. Vayamath am rav miyisrael, and a large portion of Am Yisrael were killed. So the nation goes to Moshe, begging that he daven to Hashem that it should be removed. Vayispalam Moshe ban ha'am, and he daven on behalf of the nation. And Hashem doesn't take away the nachashim, but instead he says, look at the staff. Simos ha'anis. And anyone who looked at the staff would become healed. And this was the short episode. The Chofetz Chaim asks a number of questions, two of which I'll mention, that when they ask Moshe Rabbeinu to daven that the Nechashim leave, they don't say daven for the Nechashim, but they say, es ha'nachash, you should remove the snake, the singular snake, but the Pasuk says there were Nechashim, there were many snakes that were there. And secondly, Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah didn't work to remove the snakes. He was just given advice to hold up the stick and look at anyone who looks at the Nechoshes on the stick got healed. Moshe Rabbeinu, whose tefillah worked to remove all the other Makos of Mitzrayim, Tzardeya, Kin, and Mar of Dever, why didn't his tefillah work here when it came to the Nechoshim? Says the Chofetz Chaim, we know his passion in life was to help people, stop people from speaking Lashon Hara. And the issur at hand was Lashon Hara, that they spoke about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, about the man, that was a lechem kilokel, a disgusting bread, and they brought to such a desert. And the Lashon Hara brought about the nechash and the snakes, because there's a strong correlation between a nechash and the snake and the Lashon Hara, the nechash HaKadmoni who spoke Lashon Hara. And the Chofetz Chaim says there's a fundamental difference of the Aveira Lashon Hara from all the other Aveiras from the Torah. Every other Aveira, there's some type of kategor, some accuser. You create some type of being when you do an Aveira. And when you do tshuva, that Malach Ra, that Aveira, disappears. But when it comes to the L'chedev Lashon Hara, says the Chofetz Chaim, HaKategor, HaNivra Me'avera HaZos, the Kategor that's created from this Avera, from the Baal HaLashon, from the Peh, from the Lashon Hara. It's different that you can't make this Kategor disappear. The Medrash says that Eino Kadosh Baruch Hu wrote to L'shtatef Klalim Baal Lashon Hara. He doesn't want to affiliate at all with one who speaks Lashon Hara. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu kol tzaros habaos aleichem, any tzara, any difficulty that happens to a person, any yachol hatzilaschem, I could save you. Aval b'lashon hara, if you see lashon hara, hatmein atzmecha, hide. Run far away, says Hashem, ve'ein ata nefsid, you won't be destroyed. But if you do get involved in lashon hara, I can't help you. The Medrash brings a mashal to an ashir who had a dear friend in a faraway village. And he'd always ask and greet and send messages to the Ben Kfar, to the villager. And there was a very dangerous, wild, rabid dog. And this dog would kill, would bite and kill, no shichu meimis, it would kill people. And the Asher says to his dear friend that any trouble you encounter, any debt you fall into, I could take care of you. But the one thing I can't help you with is if you get bitten by that dog, there's nothing I could do. So if you see that Kelev Shota, you should run far away. Says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you see Lashon Hara, run far, far away, because there's nothing I could do about it. Because if you create a kategor of the Issa Lashon Hara, there's nothing a Kadosh Baruch Hu could do to remove that kategor of Lashon Hara. He can't touch it, or he won't touch it. So says the Chavetz Chaim, when Moshe Rabbeinu was asked by Klal Yisrael to daven to remove the nechashim, it says he davened for the nachash. The nachash was the term of the category that's created, not the nechashim, the snakes that were crawling on the ground. When the Lashon Hara was speaking, it gives strength to that force, the nachash, that category. It's called the nachash category. That nachash, that force, that being, Moshe Rabbeinu was asked to daven, to remove that nachash, remove that category of Lashon Hara. Again, not the snakes on the ground, that nachash. And the answer is, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't remove the nachash la kategor. That's an aver that I can't touch. If you counter that kelev shota, I can't help you. If you encounter that aver lashon hara, I'm not going to help you. This is the one aver. This is the one aver that Kadosh Baruch Hu won't forgive. So this explains what we say in Avinu Malkeinu. See, Avinu Malkeinu, Kalei Kol Tzar Umastin Me'aleinu, remove all tzar, all sorrows, all troubles. Umastin Lashon of Asatan, those who are Mastin Me'aleinu, those who are speaking bad about us, remove all the kategors. Kategorim, remove all of them. But then the very next Avinu Malkeinu, we say, Sitom Pios Mastinenu Mekadjigenu. Close the mouths of all the mastinenu, those who are mastin, lashon hara satan, and the kategor against us. So didn't we just say above, just before, Avinu Malkeinu kalei kol tzar mastin me'aleinu, remove all the mastins or the satans? So why are we asking for it again? It says the beautiful ha'ara, the footnotes in the bottom of Chavetz Chaim, that the first Avinu Malkeinu is referring to removing Kalei v'yachulu, to remove, destroy all the categories which we're allowed to remove, all the averos. But there's still one category left. There's still one satan left which we can't remove. And that's the category of the Lashon Hara. So we can't be Kalei, the satan of the Lashon Hara, but we could request to be Sasan Pios, to close its mouth. It will still exist, but we could close its mouth. And this is where the aver, this is what took place here in the Midbar. That Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to remove the nachash of the kategor, but Hashem told him you can't remove the nachash of kategor. You can't daven for that. So then, Rishon Kluger says, so what did he daven for? He davened. The pasuk says, Vayispalel ba'ad ha'am. Vayispalel Moshe ba'ad ha'am. He davened for the nation. He davened for the nation. They asked him to remove the nachash. So Rishon Kluger writes that Ein chaya ra moshelus ba'adam. The Gemara in Shabbos says, a chaya ra, a wild animal, doesn't attack a person. Elim kein nidma lo kibahim. Unless he comes off as an animal to this other animal. Chaya ra, a lion, will only attack another animal. If he sees an adam, he won't go near an adam. But if an adam, if a person acts like a behemoth, so then the chaya ra is going to attack that behemoth. So the idea of the Chayra has nothing to do with the Chayra. It has to do with the Adam, how the Adam appears, what type of significance and stature he has. If he acts like a behemoth, so then he's going to be viewed as a behemoth. But if he acts as a Ben Torah, then he's going to be treated like a Ben Torah, and the Chayra won't get him. So Klai Yisrael didn't understand. Klai Yisrael thought it was the Nechashim. Get rid of the Nechashim. Get rid of the Nachash. But Moshe Benu understood differently, of course. He understood the Emes. He davened that they should change. Vayispal Moshe ban ha'am. He davened that they should be chozer b'tshuva, and they should get that tzel melekim back, and they should be nidbak behema, because that's how you get saved. That's how you get saved from the nachash, from the yitzhara, from the satan, from lashon hara. It's from you changing yourself. Vayispal Moshe ban ha'am. And that's the only way we have the ability to save ourselves from lashon hara. There's a story about Rav Chaim Mitzanzer, not to be confused with the Divrei Chaim Mitzanz. His name was also Rav Chaim. He lived in Tzanzer. He was a big misnagid, a dear friend of the Baal Noda Behuda. Once learning in Kloisenberger, in Brad, an area of Klois. And in the beginning, he was very much against the Baal Shem Tov. He didn't recognize just yet the greatness of the Baal Shem Tov. And he would send people all the time to speak bad about the Baal Shem Tov. And he always said all the nisim, the miracles he heard about the Baal Shem Tov, he always said was tamtzav, the kishuf, witchcraft. One time, Baal Shem Tov was staying over in Brad, on Sukkos, same area where this Rav Chaim Tzanzer was living. And that first night of Sukkos, there was a heavy downpour. And no one was able to enter into the sukkah that first night. But there was a rumor going around town that in the Baal Shem Tov's sukkah didn't rain. And people got word and told Rav Chaim Tzanzer what happened, the nes that took place in the Baal Shem Tov sukkah that night. And he said, something like kishuf he did. He believed the ma'aseh, but he said it was kishuf, witchcraft, he did something special. Baba ma'aseh. That's what he said over to his son. The Rav Chaim Tzanzer told his son, it's all kishuf that this Baal Shem Tov guy is doing. The next morning, the Baal Shem Tov is going to the mikvah. He bumps into Rav Chaim Tzanzer. Baal Shem Tov looks at him and says, Leil Kadosh, this beautiful night of Sukkos, nothing better to do than speak Lashon Hara about another Yid? So Rav Chaim Tzanzer turned white, a little embarrassed. So when I spoke to my son, no other man was in that place, in that room. The only way you heard, you tell me a malach told you? You tell me a malach spoke rechilas? There's no way. It was another kishuf. You knew what we were saying because you had this magic that you do. So it says the Baal Shem Tov, your Lashon Hara that you spoke created a malach. It created a malach ra. It created that nachash. And that nachash told me. It did create a malach. You're right, the malach ra. Because when a person speaks Lashon Hara, he creates that kategor, that nachash. And there's no getting rid of it. And that's how I found out. The severity of the Isser Lashon Hara of the Kategor, the Nachash. The Svarim say that the Gematria of Nachash is the same Gematria as Mashiach. And it's going to be in the future, although you can't get rid of the Nachash, you could take the letter Nun, which is the Nefila, the falling, the downfall. And you take that letter Nun and split it to a Mem and a Yud to create the word Mashiach. Mashiach is able to redefine the Nachash into something positive. So Mitzvah 7, we all be Zocha to that time. When the Mashiach comes, he breaks down the Nachash to the true Mashiach, to the true Gula. Shleim HaMitas, Meher B'Yameinu. Amen. Have a wonderful Shabbos.